Thank you for praying that prayer. One of the fruits of your prayer is with us today. Dominic Brzezinski is our MC today. He's back home from seminary. So please remember Dominic in your prayers. And he was telling me that I said you needed combat rosaries for the seminaries. He says most of them have them already, right? He got to brag that his pastor is the one that invented the combat rosary. So, but I am sending you some. I'm telling him that I'm the a drug dealer of sacramentals. So just come anytime you want. But anyways, Bear Packer game. I don't know about you, but I've always been a great Packer fan. We went through that little turmoil, didn't we, with the kneeling and the contributing to Planned Parenthood. But we've come out of that, and now they're contributing to pro-life organizations and even churches, and the kneeling nonsense stopped and all that. So I'm back on board in a big way, all right? And so, and at the same time that there's a Bear Packer game today, the 54-day Rosary Novena hits the part in, so the last 27 days are excerpts from the book I wrote, Church Militant Field Manual, Special Forces Training in the Life of Christ. And I actually used Coach Vince Lombardi as a person that I wanted to quote and actually see as a model. I come from Wisconsin, you know, shoot me, what? No, don't shoot me. We don't say that today, do we? But anyways, and on top of that, I'm having Mass at the Sisters. I think most of you heard that every week I have the great honor and privilege to go to the Sisters that were my teacher and principal in grade school. And they live in a house across the street from the rectory at St. Maria Goretti, where I went to grade school. And every Thursday morning, I have Mass in their living room. Sister Jacqueline is there. She was my principal, and she's in a wheelchair, so she can't get around too much. But it's just like a big love affair when we get there. And Sister Jacqueline's sister, Fran Tierney, many of you might know, she always gives me stuff, you know, like collectibles. She knows I'm a collector, and I love all those things. So she gave me a box of stuff on my way out the door. And it's, you know, mementos. But she says, here, you got to see this. So she pulled off the top of the box, and here it is. They had saved an article that was written about when I played at Edgewood. And the title of the article says, When Edgewood Conquered West. So we're the small Catholic school. And here's what the article, I'm quickly sum it up. So West, the big public school, this is the way my memory serves me, is they put us on their homecoming because they thought, oh, it's a little Catholic school, you know, we'll get an easy win, be nice for homecoming. And I was a junior at the time, and and this is the way my memory serves me too. I think it was the first time we were playing public schools. So anyways, I was to go up against a state all-state player. He was a senior, he was all-state as a junior. And I'm an offensive lineman, and he's a defensive lineman. Anyway, long story short, first play from scrimmage, I had him. And I continued to until I came off the field at the next time we took a timeout or whatever it was, and I told the coach, run Pat, the running back, off of me, because I got this guy. And so he did, and Pat got, I think it was 157 yards, two touchdowns, and I think we won 24-6 on their homecoming. So this recaps all of that. So that was fun. And so it kind of also gives you an idea of where I come from. I have that football background. I wish I had a military background. You know, it was St. Maximilian Kolbe that always wished he was in the military too. And he's my favorite saint here, right? And he loved the military like I do. And he started the Militia Immaculata. That happened last week. The other thing that happened is the guy that I've been lifting weights, my very, very good friend that I've been lifting weights with for years, he's in the sports collectible industry. That's his business. And he says, here, I have something for you. I'm going to show it to you. Not cool? That's Jerry Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston. If you look at Jerry Kramer's jersey, it's 64. That's the number I took in high school after him, right? And it's autographed. So I'm not going to display it in the church here, but I wanted to show it to you. Sorry, guys. But so cool. And it's hanging prominently in my office now. So, but anyways, I'm geeking out about the Packers and that. And like I say, too, we're in the last 27 days of our 54-day Rosary Novena. And I'm taking excerpts from the book. And so right now, today, and then I think for the next 2 days, it's the part in the book where I point to Vince Lombardi, what he stood for, what he did, what he said. And I want to share a little bit of, with you today, because I do think it applies to the readings today. You know, the parable we saw was the dishonored, honest steward, right? But then Jesus kind of culminates by saying, you know, if therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours, okay? So the person who is dishonest in very small matters, right, is going to be dishonest in large ones. And the person who is trustworthy in very small matters. So the whole idea is we need to be a people of integrity, right? We can't be hypocrites. We have to stand for who we are. And who are we? We're children of God, right? And so we might do things in the cover of darkness, or, you know, and or we might excuse things because it's not a big deal. But a person of great integrity can't do that. I mean, it's not possible for them, because it goes against the grain. It goes against who they are. And so that's what Jesus was calling us to. Be who you were created to be. No more, no less than that, right? There's an expression that George W. Bush had that I use quite often, but he called it the soft bigotry of low expectations, right? So we kind of give people a pass because, you know, they can't really do that. And that's bigotry, no matter if they're white, black, you know, yellow, or whatever religion they are. You don't want to do that. And again, that's why I come to people like Vince Lombardi, or tough guys that are covered with mud like this. You know, what are we in? We're in this participation trophy era. I mean, I hate that. I hate that we don't have any expectations placed on anybody anymore. And so we're not asking people to strive for the best person they can possibly be, to be who they were created to be, children of God, and to hold true to that identity as a child of God. But, you know, maybe not so much, and so what if I do this, and so what if I do that, and a participation trophy, no, we can't do that. Lombardi is yet another reminder that is yet another reminder that real heroes of every age are those brave souls who courageously accept the challenge of integrity by ignoring the trends of their times while remaining true to themselves, even if it means being a signum qui contradicitor. That's Latin for a sign of contradiction, right? I mean, I think isn't the temptation to just kind of blend in, kind of fit in, kind of go with the crowd, right? So we do this stuff and all this. I mean, come on. Just in the last 2 years, what we've been, I was going to say asked, but we've been demanded. It's a totalitarian regime right now that if you don't go along with their new secular religion that espouses all this stuff, okay, you're going to get punished, right? You're going to be the lead story on the local news or whatever. Don't you dare. And then they punish individuals to say to everybody else, see if that happens, see what happened to that person. That's going to happen to you. If you dare stand up courageously and maintain your integrity of who you are. Even if it means if you're a sign of contradiction. You know, that comes from, right? That comes from when Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus to the temple. And it was, they were told, he will be a sign of contradiction. And what would lead to his crucifixion? It's not easy, is it? It's hard. It's hard. But can we accept hard? Those muddy linemen, those warrior soldiers, those courageous law enforcement officers. I mean, all the people that we know that go at it anyway. I'm looking out and I've seen people in the medical industry, how tough that is nowadays. Yet you go. You get up and go. Well, maybe, you know, not for me and for some. No. I'm called to do this and I'm going to do it. We don't accept any soft bigotry of low expectations. See, that's what these corrupt people in power are doing right now. They're setting us in fear. They're diminishing our sense of who we are. They're creating a lazy, dependent class so that we continue to vote in for their goodies. I mean, I it's sickening what's going on right now. We're called to not buy into that, to not get caught up in it, to be willing to be that sign of contradiction. I'm going to close with my favorite quote, and it comes from Coach Vince Lombardi, and here it is. And in truth, I've never known a man worth his salt who in the long run, deep down in his heart, didn't appreciate the grind, the discipline. There is something in good men that really yearns for discipline and the harsh reality of head-to-head combat. I don't say these things because I believe in the brute nature of men or that men must be brutalized to be combative. I believe in God, and I believe in human decency. But I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, his greatest fulfillment to all he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle victorious. Carrying our cross, be willing to do it. No participation trophies here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.